You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Mishnah BeRosh Hashanah Shom is a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah which we've alluded to many times on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, the bottom. And what does it say there? It says Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah. In order to be Mekayim the mitzvah Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah, you are not allowed. Ein ma'viren alavis atchum. You're not allowed to retrieve a shofar that is beyond the tchum. Es atchum, right? Ve'ein, similarly, ve'ein mefachim alav es hagal. Meaning there are a number of isurei derabanan that are listed in the Mishnah, and you're not allowed to transgress any of them. And the mitzvah of shofar does not seem to supersede these Yisurei Derabbanan. The primary one is Tchum. And what is the Gemara? The Gemara there says, my taima, the hatam sham. It says, mamash, my taima. And the Gemara says, the ein asay, right? Dochel lo sa'asay va'asay. That's the Gemara over there. So the question is, firstly, I have Tchumen. It's Tchumen Medoraisa Derabanan. And secondly, we have the problem, according to Rabbo Shel HaRashba, that there is no Aseh on Shabbos and Yontif, except for Avos Melachos. So for instance, in Yevamos Vavam Ad Aleph, Rabbo Shel HaRashba says that Mechamer, which is not one of the Avos Melachos, does not carry along with it an asay, and lav de tchumim, that is an independent lav in the Torah, al yetze ishmim kaimai, that is not connected to any particular malacha, that is, does not carry with it the asay of yontif. Masha'in kain, other lavin would carry with them the asay of yontif. So, for instance, ein sorfin shemen sreifa biyontif, or the Gemara says ein shreichetim behema biyontif, unless I have offered muchan mi ba'od yom. And the Gemara says I'm not allowed to shecht because I'll be chayfer guma. I will have to dig the dirt up to do kisur adam. The Gemara in Beitza says, I'm not allowed to do that even for the Aseh of Kisurei Dam, because ain't Aseh docha lo sase vase. So that's the Gemara. Vahatam Sham, the Gemara there says, ain't Aseh, right, docha lo sase vase. Ubeshibule haleket. And in the Shibule Halakit, who is one of the obscure Rishonim, who was one of the Balei Tosfos. So there are a number of Rishonim who may or may not be quoted in Tosfos that were Balei Tosfos that wrote their own Sfarim, like Shibule Halakit, Balei Iter, Rav Yah. They're quoted sometimes in the Mordechai, but very rarely in Tosfos. And they have their own svarim. The Shibule Halakit, I don't know his name. He was something Harofe. It seems he was a doctor. And he very often brings shitas taisvasim that we don't have in our taisvasim. This Shibule Halakit, Simon Reish Tzadi Dalit, that's brought down Huva, the Magen Avram, that the Magen Avram brings down himself. Right, where does he bring it down, the Magen Avraham? What siman does it say he brings it?
Reish Tzadik Dalet.
Okay, that's in the Shulchan Aruch, right? Okay, that's in Reish Tzadik Dalet, correct? Huva be Magen Avraham, excellent. What does the Shibule Halakit says? He quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Right, and he says, and he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Let's see, one second. Let me get the place. Mevi b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. Now, if you look, I have a footnote, 29. Does anyone else have a footnote by Rabbeinu Tam? My footnote leads me to a footnote that says that if you look at the Shibulei Halakhot, he brings this shita, but he doesn't necessarily bring it in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. So the Magen Avraham says the Shibulei Halakhot brings it b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, but if you look in the printing of the Shibulei Halakhot, he quotes it b'shem Tosfos and not b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. But the Magen Avraham, who probably did not have a Shibulei Halakhot, had a tradition that the Shibulei Halakhot brought this in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. And what did he bring in the name of Rabbeinu Tam? He brought Rabbeinu Tam al HaKusha, on the question that the Rishonim al write HaKusha Shehiksha HaRishonim. The question the Rishonim ask on this Gemara. What's the problem the Rishonim say? The problem of the Rishonim is that it's not Be'idna. The Asay of Shofar and the Los Asay of Tchum are not Be'idna. Because the Gemara seems to imply that if there would not be an Asay, and all there would be is the Asay of Shofar and the Los Asay of Yontav, then I would have the Chias Asay versus Los Asay. The whole reason there is no Dechia of Tchum, the Gemara says, is my time ain ase docha lots ase ve ase. Mashma, that if it was just a straight ase and a lots ase, it would go ahead and be effective, the dechia. And so what did Rishonim say? Shehikshu HaRishonim, the Rishonim are bothered by this. Typically, why doesn't the Gemara say my time? What's the reason Shofar is not docha tchumim? Typically, the be'idna, the ma'aker, right, lav, that at the moment that I'm over tchum, the lav of tchum, lo makayim asay the shofar, correct? At the moment that I pick up the shofar for tchumim, and I'm over the isra tchumim, I have not yet complied or fulfilled asay the shofar, correct? And in order for asay to be dochalos asay, the Gemara says, I need that be'idna de'me'ekar halav makayim ha'aseh. Like Mila, I cut off the orla, and at the same time I'm over what is whatever is there is for cutting off the orla. I am also makayim the aseh of Mila. They happen simultaneously. Okay, the be'idna, but here the be'idna de'me'ekar lav. But at our Gemara, at the moment that I'm over the Issa Tchumim, lo Mekayim, I have not yet been Mekayim, lo Mekayim Aseh, correct? I have not been Mekayim the Aseh. Uvelamali, right? Velamali Hatam, why do I need the Tam? De'ein Aseh Docha Lotz Aseh V'Aseh. Why do I need this reason? De'ein Aseh Docha Lotz Aseh V'Aseh. Ayin Sham Baran. Now we'll see that this question of Be'idna by Aseh Dochalos Aseh comes up in a number of different places in Shas. And we'll see it comes up in Brachas Mem Zayinim Abayz, comes up in Psachim Mem Tesem Aleph, and it comes up in Chulin Kuf Mem Aleph Mem Aleph. So to go through those cases quickly, so we should have it in our mind. The case of Brachas Mem Zayinim Beis is also a Gemara in Gittin Lamed Chesem Beis. It says, Tana Rabbanan, Nichnas Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Eliezer LeBeis HaKnesses. Rabbi Eliezer went into the Beis HaKnesses. Velo Matzabo Asara. He did not find the minion. There were 9 Yidin in the Beis HaKnesses. Rabbi Eliezer said, what are we going to do? We don't have a minion. Shechrer Avda. He was Meshachrer, his Eved. And through that process of being Meshachrer's Eved, he created a 10th Jew. Because an Eved Ivri who is Meshuchrar, it now becomes a Jew and can be counted in a minyan. The Gemara says, either the Gemara in Gittin says mitzvah baba veira, or the Gemara in Memzayin and Bezum Bracha says, Vaha Ovid Hachi, how could he do that? Didn't we say, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, call HaMashachar Avda Ovid Ba'aseh, Shenemar Li'olam Behem Tavodu? So the Gemara, depending on the Girsa, in Brachos Memzayin and Bez, it says, Mitzvah Derabim Shaini. Since the mitzvah we're dealing with is a mitzvah derabim shani. A mitzvah derabim can be doicha li'olam bahem tavodu. The Gemara in Gittin Lamed Chesmed Beis, our gears, I think, is mitzvah shani. So the question is there, what's going on? First of all, why do I need asay derabim? What's wrong with just saying I have an assay of minyan? And the assay of minyan, like the Gemara says in Gittin Lamed Chesmed Beis, assay, the Gemara just says there, mitzvah shiny. Meaning, since there's a mitzvah involved, there is no isser of lo'olam ben tavodu. Meaning, just the mitzvah to create a minyan should be sufficient for lo'olam ben tavodu. So why does the Gemara in Brachos Memzayin Amud Beis say mitzvah derabim shayni? So the Rosh explains, because there is no mitzvah doraisa involved. Or even the Rosh says, if there is a mitzvah doraisa involved, like Parsha Zachar, where you need a minyan, mashma according to the Rosh, I need a minyan midoraisa for Parsha Zachar. Nevertheless, the Rosh says, b'chol inyan mayri. It's talking about any scenario where if I came into shul, even if it's not parshas zachar or din d'oraisa, and it's only a din d'rabbanan of v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Israel for kaddish and kedusha, I could still be mashachar my eved. And that's why the Gemara says, mitzvah derabim shayni, that a mitzvah derabim d'rabbanan is daicha and isser of la'olam behem tavaru dorais. The problem that the Rosh does not raise, which the Turei Evan raises in the discussion of the Shibulei Halakhet, is, but it's not be'idna. I'm mashachar the Eved, and is a shichur Eved. But I have not yet been mekayim any mitzvahs, even the mitzvahs, the Rabbanan of Borchu and Kedusha. So again, the be'idna, the maker, asay la'olam ben tavodu, lo kiyam asay v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. So there's one approach that mitzvah derabim shayni deals with two issues. Deals with the issue of that it's only an asay derabanan, and deals with the issue of be'idna. And perhaps the Torah Evan says, Rabbeinu Tam Shita brought in the Shibulei Halakhet is based on this Gemara, that sometimes there are mitzvos asay that have a certain strength to them that don't require be'idna. And that's what the Gemara means. Asay derabim shayni, mitzvah derabim shayni. The problem is the Gemara in Gittin Lamed Chesmed Beis that just answers la'olam b'am tavodu is nidcha because mitzvah shayni. Mashma that the nature of the asay la'olam b'am tavodu is to free a slave for emancipation purposes, just for your conscience or because you want to prevail, you want to conform to prevailing wisdom. But if it's for an ulterior purpose, i.e. a mitzvah, then la'olam behem tavodu does not apply. That's what the Turei Evan says to contradict the Shibulei Halakhet's idea that there are certain assays like mitzvah derabim that are different, that don't require be'idna. But let's see how the Rabbeinu Tam is quoted. The Rabbeinu Tam is quoted as not saying that Shofar's mitzvah derabim, but rather he says, V'Rabbeinu Tam teretz, Rabbeinu Tam's teretz is that what? V'Rabbeinu Tam teretz, the shofar Have asay the rabbim. Sorry, he says shofar is an asay the rabbim. So see, he brings evidently Rabbeinu Tam is based on this Gemara and Brachas from Zion with Beis that since shofar is an asay the rabbim, it's doicha alo shasay, even though it's not be'idna. And L'chaira, according to the Rosh, you could almost say it's a given or a kal v'chomer. If an asay the rabbim the rabbanon, like the Gemara and Brachas from Zayin Mabez, it doesn't need be'idna, because at the moment you're mashachar, the eved, there is no kim. How much more so, shofar, that's a doraisa, that's a mitzvah the rabbim, is what? Is considered to be doicha, any losa say of tchumim, and he says va'asei derabim. This asei derabim, ain't what ain't tzarech right beidna. So this is the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Then asei derabim is doicha what the asei derabim is doicha losa say, even though it's not beidna.
What's the definition of an asay derabim? What makes shofar an asay derabim as opposed to sitting in a sukkah or eating matzah?
So that's a very interesting question. How do you define a mitzvah derabim? So for instance, I think your question can be crystallized in, let's say this guy is not blowing shofar for anybody else.
Right.
Let's say he's a Jew alone on a desert island and there are absolutely no other Jews. According to Rabbeinu Tam, would I say the asay of shofar is doicha tchum if it's only alav? It's a very good question, your question. I'm not sure, but I will tell you something that sheds some light on this. Both Tosfos and Brachos Mem Zayin Amud Beis and the Rosh say kasha al tshuvas habahag. This Gemara in Brachos Mem Zayin Amud Beis is problematic to the Bahag. Why? Because the Bahag deals with a different issue. Let's say someone loses a close relative, loses a karov on the last day of Yontif, and he buries the karov on the last day of Yontif, Yontif Sheni. Are you noheg avelus or not? So the Bahag says the first day of avelus is doraisa, and avelus doraisa is doicha yontif sheni derabbanan. So both the Tosfos and the Rosh say this is a shvera bahag, because l'chayra the asay of yontif sheni, which is asay derabim, is doicha the asay doraisa of avelus. So you see that Tosfos and the Rosh are of the opinion that the asay of yontif is an asay derabim. So I would say, l'chara, it means an asay that many people are performing together. So I'm not sure if that would answer our shofar question on the desert island. Because you could learn one of two ways. If there's nobody else in the immediate region that is performing it with me, like Yontif, that I'm surrounded by other people celebrating Yontif, then it's not doicha. Or I might say that it's not a siba, but it's a simon. Meaning, since this is a mitzvah that is given over to many people, meaning it's not a practical utilitarian reason, since many people are depending on it, but rather it's like a simon. I have a mitzvah, as I say, that was given over to a large group that indicates that this assay has a certain special status. So the question is, how do you learn Yontif as being an asay derabim? Because both Tosfos and the Rosh ask on the Bahag, how could Avelus, even if it's Doraisa, on Yontif Sheni, the last day of Yontif, be Doiche Yontif? Yontif is an asay derabim, and an asay derabim, even derabanan, is Doiche and I say doraisa, like the mitzvah of Vikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael, which the Rosh says is only a din derabanan, is doicha the isra of La'olam Behem Tavodu. the Asay the Rabim ain't Tzorich Bidna, right? And the Minchas Chinuch says ain't Tzorich Bidna. Shai, what do you think of Yontif as being defined, Yontif the Rabbanan as being defined as a mitzvah the Rabbim?
I don't get it either. I'm not sure why.
It's actually based on a Gemara in Moed Katan. The Gemara in Moed Katan at the beginning of Elul Megalchin says that Yontif happens to be a mitzvah derabim. And that's why Yontif, right, cuts off Avelis. That's one reason. But here, nevertheless, Shifer, let us say, in its simplest state, is an Asay derabim. And Asay derabim ain't Tzorich Be'idna. V'daicha, right? And it's daicha, the lo sa'ase, on its own, if there would be a lo sa'ase on its own. V'docha lo sa'ase.
You know, on Shabbos, you have certain exclusions for a tzibur. So, for example, in a shul, certain things are allowed. You're allowed to be talk to a guy. You're allowed to, ask a guy to do a malacha. So maybe this is the same concept. Because we're talking about a drabonon, right? Are we talking about drabonon? Yeah. And it's Letzarech HaTzibur.
Lo'olam behem tavodu is nisul d'oraisa, correct?
No, but there is a minion. There he needed it for a minion. So that's clearly a tzibur.
So what is the definition of mitzvah? By the way, it's interesting. It doesn't use the word shiny tzibur.
Yeah,
it says shiny mitzvah derabim. That's interesting that the word tzibur is not used, but mitzvah derabim is used.
Okay.
And as I mentioned, Taisvis says something very interesting. It's a problem. It's a kasha on the Bahag, who says the last day of Yontif Sheni Achron, Avelis supersedes the Yontif. And you know, Heg Avelis Yom Rishon because it's Doraisa. The Rosh disagrees with this Bahag for two reasons. Reason number one is Taisvis's reason. That an Asay derabanan derabim like Yontif would be docha the Asay derais of Avelis. The Rosh then goes on to say, and I disagree with the Bahag for another reason. Because ain Avelis yom rishon deraisa, only aninus yom rishon is deraisa. So the question is, what does the second answer in the Rosh believe? The second answer in the Rosh either believes I don't have to come on to that question of Asay Yontif Derabim, and therefore I disagree with the Bahag because Avelis Yom Rishon is not Deraisa. Or maybe he disagrees with the whole premise that Yontif Achrayin is an Asay Derabim. And therefore the Rosh needs a different reason to disagree with the Bahag. And his reason is because there is no Avelus Deraisa Yom Rishon, only Aninus. So I'm just pointing out that the Rosh gives two answers against the Bahag. And only one of those two, like Taisvis, categorizes Yom Tov Sheni Achroim as Mitzvah Derabim Sheni. Anyway, Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that really the Asay of Shofar would be daicha a lo sa'asei of tchumim on its own. Right? Af the lo havi be'idna. Even though it's not be'idna, because Rabbeinu Tam is brought down by the Shibulei Aleket, as brought down by the Magen Avram, b'shem Rabbeinu Tam and the Shibulei Aleket, although the Shibulei Aleket brings this down, but not b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. So the tradition, I guess, was the Shibulei Aleket broke this down in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. And he holds mitzvah asay derabim doesn't need be'idna. Be'idna. Al kain, therefore, I need the reason of ein asay docha lo sa'asei va'asei, correct?
Yeah.
Af de lo have be'idna. Al kain, therefore, tzorich, we need de'ein asay docha lo sa'asei ve'asei. Vayen Magen Avraham. Look in the Magen Avraham. Simon, what? Simon Tuf Mem Vav. Who brings this din of the Shibula Elekim B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, Ulefi Mashe Kotsavnu, and according to what we've already written earlier, Hasugya, this whole Sugya, Azlinan Leman Diomer, this whole Sugya is only going according to Man Diomer, that what? That Techumim is Derabonu. Why? Because if Techumim is Doraisa, we said we have a problem according to Rabo Shel Harashba, correct? If it's talking on Doraisa level, Ein Asay of Shoifer, Doche lo saseh va'aseh of tchumim, and the lo saseh na'aseh of tchumim is doraisa, meaning it's either going according to Rabbi Akiva that I'll pay him amas doraisa, or according to the Chinuch and the Rambam, it's talking about being maver the tchum of yud beis milat doraisa. If that's the scenario, then I have a problem according to Rabbi Shel Harashba. If Rabbi Shel Harashba would say that the lo saseh doraisa of tchum like mechamer does not have an aseh, therefore he said earlier this whole sugya is holding that tchumim is only derabanan without any ikar min ha-Torah, and if that's the case, the rabbanan imposed a lo saseh and an aseh derabanan, meaning the rabbanan came along and created a separate Isser Tchumim, that's all Midrabanan, and it doesn't have to follow the Doraisa. And even though the Doraisa does not have an Aseh, anytime the Rabbanan created their own Isser Shabbos or Yontif, that Isser Shabbos and Yontif would carry with it a Los Aseh and Aseh de Rabbanan. So the Minchas Chinuch says that what? That this is our sugya must be going according to that opinion. Otherwise, I would have a problem with what Rabbi Shel Harashba, correct?
Yeah.
Ein doicha asay iser tchumim afilu tchum Shel Alpayim Amma. Even the Tchum of Alpayim Amma, which we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva, correct? Then it would not be Doicha. Aval I Tchumim Doraisa. However, if Tchumim was Doraisa, then I'd have a problem. V'nemar, and we say that what? Okay, I have to turn the page. 1 second, please. My edition, I have to turn the page. I Tchum Doraisa, v'nemar.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Doraisa, right? Mikol makom biyantif tchumim derak derabanan. Even though I would say that tchumim might be doraisa on Shabbos, in order to be makayim this sugya, according to Rabbi Shel Harashba, even if tchumim is doraisa on Shabbos, on yantif, it's a total innovation of the rabbi. Again, because otherwise Rabbi Shel Harashba would be stuck. Shabbos va'asru gam kain kamo Shabbos. Aval hu rak lav kamo right b'Shabbos. But the Rabbanon, if it was Doraisa on Yontif, then also on Yontif, just like on Shabbos, Tchumim, according to Rabbi Shel Harashba, does not carry in Aseh. So too, if Tchumim was Doraisa on Yontif, then it would not carry in Aseh either. Correct? B'Shabbos, right? The Hasam.
I think what he's saying is that if you say Tchumim is Doraisa, even if you say Tchumim Doraisa is only on Shabbos, but everyone admits that Tchumim Doraisa, Tchumim on Yontif is the Rabbanon, still, if the whole Tchumim on Shabbos is Doraisa, the Rabbonon on Yontev would only be a lav and not an asay, because the Chachomim, what they modeled it on was the Isser of Shabbos.
Correct.
Rabbi was saying that if it's Yontev, then you can say it's a less asay and less asay because they made it like every Shvus. But if you're going to say that on Shabbos it's the rice of Yud Beis Mil, then they modeled it on Shabbos. They didn't model it on every other Shvusim. They modeled
Correct.
It on Shabbos. That's what
right. Avo Hurak Lav, right? Kamo B'Shabbos. That if it's just in Tchum, it's just an Isser Dorais on Shabbos, then if they innovated it on Yontif, correct, their innovation would be to copy Shabbos. And just as on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Shlomo Rashba, there's only a Lav and not an Asay, also on Yontif, Midor Rabbanan, it would be a Lav the Rabbanan, without any corresponding assay, correct?
Right.
The Hatira, right?
Hatira Osra, Rak Balam. The Chomer Yanta Mishabbos. Yanta can't be more Chomer than Shabbos.
Right, Rak Balav, that on Shabbos, all you have is the law according to Rabbi Sharashba, the low Chomer Yantif Mishabbos. Excellent. Aval im time, aval im tchumim, but if tchumim, b'chol inyan is doraisa, correct?
Is the rabbanon? Is the rabbanon?
Sorry, b'chol inyan. Give me a second, please. B'chol inyan is the rabbanon.
After Shabbos, even on Shabbos, if it's the rabbanon, even on Shabbos, then on Yantiv, it's a lisa seva se. Right, he says.
Right.
If tchumin on Shabbos is even the rabbanon, then im ken osr mishum geder malocha.
Aval im tchumim, sorry, b'chol inyan, right? If tchum b'chol inyan. One second. The rabbanon, af right b'Shabbos, correct? And however, if tchumim is only an issur the rabbanon on Shabbos, and you don't hold like the Chinuch and the Rambam that there's always an Issa Dorais of Yud Beis Mil, then I'm kind of stuck. Im Kain, right? Osru, Mishum, right? Geder Malacha. I'm not sure. I read this. I'm not sure what this means. Then the Issa Tchum is Mishum Geder Malacha. And if that's the case, that's Geder Malacha, the Chain. Biyontif, it's Megeder Malacha. And if that's the case, then what? If it's Megeder Malacha, then I would say...
Then it has a Lose Asay and an Asay.
Nami Oiver, correct? Oivrim Bi'asay.
Vilos Asay.
Vilos Asay, correct. Interesting. The Divrehem. Aval E, right, but E Tchumim, if Tchumim is what? Doraisa, then I would say what? There is no assay.
Right,
because the Doraisa has no assay. Doraisa vadai nidcha. Then it's nidcha lo sasay. Because all you have is a lo sasay. Ze mipne what? Mipne assay ledas rabo shel harash. Therefore, Rabbi Shlomo Rashba is forcing us, the Minchas Chinuch says, to learn that sugya, that it's only based on Tchumim Derabbanan, correct?
Yeah.
But not Tchumim Derabbanan on Shabbos, right? Tchumim Doraisa on Shabbos, but on Yontif, Tchumim is only Derabbanan. Am I getting this correct? But if Tchumim is Derabbanan on Shabbos, then I'd be in trouble,
It's an assay and a los assay, is what he's trying to say.
Correct. I mean a los assay and an assay, correct.
Los assay and an assay. Whereas if you held according to Rabbi Shlomo Rashba, then it would be only a drabana. It would only be a lav. It would not be an assay. I don't know if that's logical. I don't know if that's totally logical.
No, so he's saying that according to the Rabbi Shlomo Rashba, you're going to have to learn the Sugin Rosh Hashanah that it holds that Chumen, even on Shabbos, is
the Rabbanan.
Is the Rabbanan.
And therefore, And therefore,
it's like malacha, and therefore it hasn't, therefore it has an asay and losa.
An asay and losa, say, because they created a malacha. They created a rabbanim dika malacha.
Right.
But I don't does he mean by gedar mishum?
I don't know. Yeah.
I wasn't sure. What does the Minchas Chinuch mean when he says mishum gedar malacha? What does that mean?
It's an asay. That's what it means.
He means that if on Shabbos Tchumin is with the Rabbanon, like he just said, it means that they created a 40th malacha.
Really?
Just like every malacha has an asay and a los asay, this new malacha, the Rabbanon, also has an asay, los asay. But if Tchumin on Shabbos is the Raisa and it's learned out of a special limud, al yese ishmi mekomo, then it's like mechamer. Then it has no asay. Then, even though Tchumen on Yontiv is the Rabbanon, but they modeled it on Tchumen the Raisa. And just like Tchumen the Raisa has no assay, Tchumen the Rabbanon has no assay. So it all depends what Tchumen on Shabbos is. Is Tchumen on Shabbos the Raisa or the Rabbanon? If it's the Rabbanon, then the Chumen created a new Malacha. Every Malacha has an assay and a Losa assay.
Maybe they modeled it after Mechamer. Yeah, I mean. We know that.
Why would you say that? You have 39 malachas. You have 39 malachas, and you have one unique din of
mechamer. It's not the right. We don't know what they did. They could have made just a lach. That's all. It's not a malacha. The point is that it's not really a malacha.
It's
for a different reason altogether.
Yeah, but it's very tchumen is tchumen. Modeled it, it's an adjunct of Hatzah. More than Mechamer. It has nothing to do with Mechamer, but it relates to Hatzah. Like we say on the Yom Kippur, the Machlok is Ein Iruv Hatzah be Yom Kippur. Iruv and Hatzah always go together.
I mean, but you're saying it because you're forced to say it. Because he wants
But it makes sense. It makes sense also. You see that the Gemara lumps together Iruv and Hatzah. Well, Erev is much closer to Hotzal than it is to Mechamer. Why would I say Erev is anything?
By the way, how do you know that Erev Shai means Erev Tchumen? Maybe it means Aruv Echatzeiros, and that's why it's connected.
No, when the Gemara says by Rafram that the Machlok is whether Erev Hotzal be Yom Kippur or not, it's referring to whether you're going to get, I don't think it means Erev Echatzeiros. It means Erev Tchumen. Pretty sure.
Okay, I have to see. Okay, so where are we? What are we up to? Sorry, Ivrim ba'aseh v'lo saseh. Divrehem, correct. Aval, however.
Aval itchum del reisa, then vade nitchol lo saseh zevet me'aseh lo das rabbi shel rashba.
Correct.
So, but you need to say it's be'edna, or you say that then it would be docha. Or you would say that even if you, or you would say that you don't need be'idna.
Like the Rabbeinu Tam, correct?
Right.
Either who be'idna, hachomer. Do you notice how the Minchas Chinuch changes it? And he says, asay the chomer. Why does he switch from asay the chomer from asay the rabbim to asay hachomer?
Because he's giving a second possibility. He's going to quote the Tesis and Psochem.
Right. The Ein Tzorech Be'idna. Kamo Shekosfu Tesis, right? You know that famous Tesis?
Well,
Tesis Psochem, Perek Tomid Nishchat, correct? Tesis Nun Tes Amid Aleph Diver Hamaschil Ossi. Gabe asay de hashlama. So I'll tell you that Tosfos briefly. It's a very lamdish brisker Tosfos. The Gemara on Nuntes Amar Aleph in Tobit Nishchat at the very beginning. Tobit Nishchat starts on Nuntes Amar Aleph. So it's the second blot in Tobit Nishchat. It's discussing when the Karban Pesach is brought. So the Karban Pesach is brought achar Tomit Shel Ben Harbayim. After the Talmud of Ben Harbayim. Why? Because it says Be'erev Ben Harbayim, a double lashon, meaning the Gemara says Yeuchar Davar. The last thing you bring on Erev Pesach is the Korban Pesach. So even though there's normally a halacha of halea hashlem, all kabranos must be brought after the Tamid Shel Shachar, prior to the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. The Korban Pesach is an exception based on a Gzeres HaKosov of Ben Erev Ben Arbayim, Yeuchar Dover. The Gemara wants to know, I'm Shoichet the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. It's now time for me to be Shoichet the Pesach. But I am now a Mechusar Kippurim. I am somebody who, let's say a Metzaira or a Zav, somebody who now is Tameh and can now not eat from the Korban Pesach. But if I bring a Korban, I will no longer be a Mechusar Kippurim and can eat from the Korban Pesach. Am I allowed to bring a Korban for my Kapara after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim? It's Lutzairach Korban Pesach, but it's not the Korban Pesach itself. So the Gemara says, Asay da Asay the Korban Pesach, let the Asay of Korban Pesach come and be Docha the Asay of Hashlama. The Isser to bring a Korban after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim is an Isser Asay of Alea Hashlem, that I must be mashlim all karbanos on the Tamid Shel Shachar. So since all karbanos must be brought as an appendage of the Tamid Shel Shachar prior to the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, there's an Isra say to bring any karbanos after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. The Gemara there says, let the Asay of Pesach, Asi, and that's the Divra Masl of Taisus, correct? Divra Masl Asi, right?
Yeah.
Asi Asay de Pesach, V'doicha Asay de Hashlama. So it's not an Asay being Docha Los Asay, it's an Asay being Docha and Asay.
But it's not Bidna.
So Hikshe Rivam, Rivam asks, or Riva, I don't remember if it's Rivam or Riva. Maybe it's Riva. Hikshe Riva. The lo havi be'idna. The be'idna, the maker, asay the hashlama. At the time that I bring my mechusar kippurim and I'm over the isser of hashlama, lo havi mekayim asay ad halayla. There is no kiyum asay until the night when I eat the Korban Pesach. So the lo havi be'idna. So Taisvus gives two answers. Answer number one is a kachim answer, which is that it's talking only about a case where the Korban Pesach was brought prior to the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, the Korban Pesach. And you would zirek the dam of the Korban Pesach prior to the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. Because shochetim v'zorchen al mechusar kippurim. Because you're able to shecht and be zorek the Korban Pesach and include in the menuyim a mechusar kippurim. Because it's totally biyadai. Because he has the ability to facilitate his eating of the Korban Pesach by bringing a Korban kapara. So according to this, if the Korban Pesach of the mechusar kippurim was brought prior to the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, then at the moment that the Mechusar Kippurim brings his Korban, the minute that that Korban is finished, the Mechusar Kippurim, and you do the Zrikas Hadam of the Mechusar Kippurim, and you over the Asay the Hashlama, you have been Mekayim the Mitzvah's Korban Pesach. Because as long as you have the potential to eat, even though you don't eat, you are Yotzei Korban Pesach. So the first answer in Taisvus is Ein Achinami. It is Be'idna. At the moment that the Korban Mechusar Kippurim is brought, it's Be'idna. I'm Mekayim the Mitzvah's Korban Pesach. Because since I have the potential to eat, even though I don't eat, I have the Kiyum Korban Pesach. So answer number one in Taisvus is, it's your assumption, Riva, is incorrect. It is Be'idna. Then Tosfos says in the name of the Ri, Venira Lari, not Rabbeinu Tam, but Ri, Venira Lari, and the Ri holds that you don't need Be'idna with Asay de Chomer of Korban Pesach. Now, why is Korban Pesach an Asay de Chomer? Asay Sheyesh Bo Kares. So when Asay Sheyesh Bo Kares is Deicha another Asay, even though it's not Be'idna. So 2 points. Point number one is we're not talking about Asay Docha Lo Sase, correct? We're talking about an Asay being Docha and Asay. So can I easily transfer an Asay de Chomer as Deicha, another Asay Shalo Be'idna, if it's Chomer, to an Asay of Shaifer de Chomer being Deicha a Lo Sase of Tchum Shalo Be'idna? First of all, why is Shaifer and I say the chomer?
Rabim.
Okay, you're throwing in Rabim. So let me tell you, Tosfos over there in Nuntes brings two riyas to this idea that I say the chomer is doicha lo asay, even not be'idna. Raya number one is the Gemara in Gittin, Lamed Chesamid Beis, that we quoted earlier, where the Gemara in Gittin says, the asay of La'olam Behem Kavodu is nidcha for a minyan. And there the Gemara in Gittin doesn't say mitzvah the rabbin. There the Gemara in Gittin just says mitzvah shiny. So Tosfos interprets that Gemara as that the asay the chomer of minyan is daicha the asay of La'olam Behem Kavodu. So why is minyan an asay the chomer? The other case that Tosfos brings as a raya is the Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph discusses there's a Metzaira. And the Metzaira needs what? Needs a bird to get his Tahara. So can he take a bird from a nest, even though he's going to be Oiver Shiluach HaKan? So the Gemara says no, because ain asay of Metzaira doche lo sasei va'asay of Shiluach HaKan. What's the asay of Shiluach HaKan? There's a law of lo sikach aval abanim, sorry, lo sikach what? Abanim ala aim, I think, right? And then there's shalech to shalach. So the Gemara says ain asay doche lo sasei va'asay. So Tosfos says, why do I need that? Why don't I just say ein asay of Shiluach HaKan docha lo, so ein asay of Metzaira docha Shiluach HaKan, because the idna the maker lav the Shiluach HaKan lo makayim asay the Metzaira. So that's the second raya of Tosfos. Asay the chomer of Metzaira is docha alo asay Shiluach be'idna. That is a very interesting Gemara, correct? Because what's the Asay of Metzaira? I know the Minchas Asher, Asher Weiss, in one of his pieces, either in Tazria or Metzaira, discusses, let's say there's a Metzaira, or anyone whose tummy is on his last leg of Tahara. And he says, you know what? I don't want to be Metahir myself, for whatever reason. Does he have the chiyuv to be Metzaira himself? So it's very interesting. What is the asay of Metzaira to bring a korban? Is it just a matir and there's no mitzvah? Or is there a mitzvah for him to be Metzaira himself? Mashma from this Gemara that it's what? It's a chiyuv to be Metzaira yourself. Otherwise, how could I say the asay of Metzaira is docha lo sasei Shiluach HaKan? Unless you want to say it's based on what we discussed last time, that maybe a kiyum of the korban, even though it's not a chiyum, is daicha lo sase. Nevertheless, Tosfos brings that as a raya, that an asay can be docha lo sase, even though it's shalo be'idna. Because Metzaira is an asay, not only is it an asay that is incumbent upon him, it appears, which is a chiddush, but it's an asay de chomer. So those were Tosfos' two rayas. Meshachar avdo for a minyan and asay the mitzayra docha shaluach hakan. Nevertheless, it is Tysus's opinion that's the re, not Rabbeinu Tam, correct? That an asay the chomer does not need be'idna to be docha and asay hashlama and asay of lolam b'em tavodu and the last case alo sase of shiluach hakan, correct? So this is not Rabbeinu Tam of Asay the Rabbin, correct? This right. is the new shita of the Re in Taitzvus Psachim Num Tes Amar Aleph. That in Asay, that in Asay the Chomer, Shekosvu Taitzvus, correct? This is what Taisvus writes in the Taisvus in Psachim in Perak Tabit Nishchat, Taisvus Nentes Amar Aleph that we just quoted, Divra Maschal Ossi. The Asay of Pesach, even though it's not Makuyim Be'idna, because you don't eat the Pesach to the evening according to the Riva, is nevertheless Nidcha because of the Asay of Pesach. Is Doicha the Asay of Ashlama. So to here, we might say that what? Divar Maschal Ase, Gabe Ase de Hashloma, correct? So here we're going to say the same thing. That the Ase of Shofar, correct?
What's the Makar? That Ase de Hashloma, isn't that a case? I believe that's a case where it's made, no? No.
Yeah, climb the titus.
What?
Correct.
Climb the titus.
Yes, correct. That's the
you know, it's classical asays so have to be be'idna. So
yeah.
So this is an interesting exception.
Here?
Good question. Oh, one second. Ola Rabbeinu Tam be asay de rabbin, correct? So there are two shitas like Shai mentioned here. One is either Shifer's and asay de rabbin. And that's Rabbeinu Tam's answer, as brought by the Magen Avraham B'Shem Shibulei Leket. Or maybe you can posit, like the Re in Psachim and Tes Amar Aleph, that Asay the Chomer is Doicha, Alos Asay, or an Asay Afilo Shalom Be'idna.
But what makes Shofar an Asay the Chomer?
I don't know. Now you might say, like Taisviz, that the only Asay the Chomer is an Asay of Pesach. That is Chayev Kores, correct? That I understand. Like Taisvus and Megillah Chaf Amud Aleph, who says, I need the Pasuk Osa Velo Osa to teach you women are Pater from Mila. Because I might think that even though women are Pater from Mitzvah Yeshazman Grama, and I say Sheyesh Bo Kores, women are Chayavis. Like the Sfasemus, according to Mandi Amar, that women are Chayavis Bekarbon Pesach. Sfasemis says, how can the Gemara of Amandi Amar, women are chayavos for Karban Pesach? I, Karban Pesach, is Mizaseh Shazman Grama. Again, Asay Sheyesh Bo Kares, women might be chayav even Mizaseh Shazman Grama.
But so the fact Tesis, that... You see, Tesis does not hold like that. Because Tesis says that, what do I need a pasuk that women are not chayav in Mila, Asay Shazman Grama? So Tesis answers because Mila is at night. It's not Zman Grama. According to
Sasha, so you quote one Taisvus. That's Taisvus in Kedushin Chavtes Amar Aleph. There's another Taisvus that I just quoted, Megillah Chav Amar Aleph, that brings the Kares answer. So there are two Taisvus in with two different answers. Taisvus Kedushin Chavtes Amar Aleph is the one you know, and the one in Megillah Chav Amar Aleph gives a different answer. I need Oso Velo Osa because Oso Velo Osa is a Asay that has Chi of Kares. I might think that a woman is Bechal Einshim and therefore she's Chayev in Mila because it has the Einish of Kares. The Sfas Emes extends that to Karban Pesach. The Mandi Amar by women who say women are Chayev in Karban Pesach. Nevertheless, we see that the Asay of Pesach it's definitely Chomer because Sheyesh Bo Kares. The question is, how does Tais, how would we extend this to Shofar? So I think this extension to Shofar could be seen in light of Tosfos's two rayas. What are Tosfos's two rayas? For Asay the Chomer is Deicha, and Asay Afilo Shelo Be'idna. His rayas are Meshachar Eved and Shiluach Hakan. So why is Asay of Minyan, of Asara, an Asay the Chomer to be Deicha La'olam Behem Tavodu? So you might want to say like Tzvi, that Asay the Chomer is another interpretation of Asay the Rabin. And there really is no stira between the two girsais. There's the girsa in Brachas Mem Zayin Beis, Asay the Rabin, and Mitzvah the Rabin. And when the Gemara in Gittin, Lamed Chesem Beis says, Mitzvah Shiny, it means mitzvah derabim, and it's a mitzvah chomer because it's a mitzvah derabim. That's very good, but what are you to do about Tosfos's other raya? The mitzvah of Matsaira is chomer to be doiche shiluach, the love of shiluach hakan, afilu shalo be'idna. That's a difficult one. Why is Taharas Matsaira and Asay the chomer? I'm not sure. But nevertheless, Tosfos Minchas Chinuch wishes to transfer, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that Asay the Rabim, according to the Shibulei Haleket, is the answer in the Gemara. The Rabbeinu Tam is brought by the Shibulei Haleket to give an answer to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Why the Asay of Shofar is Deicha Tchumim Yefilu Shlo Be'idna? Ki eino rak lav, correct? Velo asay. Vizeb borer. So either I don't need be'idna according to Rabbeinu Tam, who says beferish, I don't need be'idna by Shofar, because what? Because it's an asay derabim, or extrapolating from Tosfos in Psachim and Tesom and Aleph, the Shitas Hari, that an asay of Pesach de Chomer is doicha the asay hashlama afilu shelo be'idna, and saying that for some reason Shofar is an asay dechomer.
No, but he's not saying that. The Minchas Chinuch is not saying that Shofar is an asay dechomer. He's saying generally, if I go and I hold that like a Marishal Rashba, that Tchumen is the Araisa, and therefore Tchumen only has an asay and not a lav and not an asay, then in cases where I have an asay hachomer, it will be docha. He's just saying a general klal. He's not going back and saying the case of Shofar will be docha. Shofar is only docha because it would be rabban, like Rabbeinu Tam says. And that can come up with a svara. Midrashid is adding on that according to Tosfos and Psachim, if I find a type of an asay which is chomer, that will also be docha tchumen. He's not relating it to Shofar. He's saying a general klal.
You don't think so? You don't think he's relating it to Shofar?
Absolutely not. He's saying,
I don't know why you say absolutely. I hear what you're saying, look, but I don't know why.
Here's his lashon. He starts back. Aval e tchumen de raisa. If tchumen is de raisa, vaday nitchalos asay ze mipnei asay ladas rabbi shel Rashba. He's saying general. If tchumen is de raisa, it's gonna be nitcha if an asay knocks it off. In hu beidna. If it's beidna, or if it's an asay achomer that you don't need beidna like Tosfos Psachim says. He's just saying general klolim. If tchumen is de raisa, then it's going to be knocked off by an assay. But the assay has to be either be'idna or it has to be chomer. And it doesn't have to be be'idna. That's all he says. Before, when he was asking a kasha from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah by Shofar, so you have to relate it to Shofar. He's saying, Rabbeinu Tam says, Shofar is Rabban. That's why it's mafakten as agal, even if it's an assay and a los assay. Here he's just saying, but if it's the Raisa, like the Marishal Rajba, it's going to be subject, I say, to general rule, I say the chalos assay. And all the general rules of it, that you need be'idna or you don't need be'idna because it's chomer. But he's not relating it to Shofar anymore.
If you hold chum as doraisa, can you make an eruv?
Can you make an eruv? Yeah, that's a good question.
That's the next topic, okay?
But Rav Kiva holds eruv is doraisa, and he holds from an eruv. So the chori, yes. The answer would be yes.
Okay, Tzvi, we're going to have to see next time. He brings a raya that you're correct, but not from your raya.
Okay.
He brings a raya for Reb Meir, holds Tchum's Doraisa. Nevertheless, it's mashma coin to Reb Meir, holds Tchum Doraisa.
Yeah, we had a raya in Ergun. We had an raya like that. Yeah. Taka. Hang up in him. Yeah, we had it's open in Ergun.
Yeah, he brings a raya from Ergun Laman Hay. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, oh, I just want to mention, he quotes a Turei Evin here. That's the last line before the next dice. That we didn't do Vayain, B'Sefer Turei Evin. Correct? I went through this Turei Evin. We won't go through it now because we're out of time. My time of Masha Hiksha, the Turei Evin does not like this Shibule Haleket with the Rabbeinu Tam. Masha Hiksha, he rejects this Rabbeinu Tam. Which is, by the way, interesting because the Turei Evin, who is, I think, later in history than the Magen Avraham, if I am correct, am I correct?
Yes.
Still quotes the Shibule Haleket as quoting Rabbeinu Tam, even though our Shibule Halekets don't have B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. And even though it's B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, the right, he rejects it. The Ein Right Khan. Right, Makai Mice.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.